kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Dahil sa pinsalang pang-ekonomiya na dulot ng mga paghihigpit kaugnay ng COVID-19, nasa higit sa 3 milyong mga Australiano ang gumamit ng kanilang naipong superannuation. Kailangan mo man ng dagdag na tulong na pera o hindi, sinasabi ng mga financial experts na ito ay magandang panahon upang suriin ang estado ng iyong superannuation account. Sa tampok na ulat ni Ame Chen Yuang na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Mula ng coronavirus pandemic, umabot na sa 7.5% ang kawalan ng trabaho sa Australia. Ito ang pinakamataas na antas ng kawalang trabaho mula November 1998, ayon sa mga tala noong Hulyo mula sa Australian Bureau of Statistics. Ipinapakita ng datos ng Australian Prudential Regulation Authority na mula ng buwan ng Abril, 3.1 million ng mga Australiano ang umakses ng maaga sa kanilang superannuation upang matugunan ang pangangailangan sa pananalapi. Ang Services Australia ay nagbibigay ng libreng serbisyo para sa impormasyong pinansyal sa iba't ibang wika para matulungan ang mga Australiano na makagawa ng mahusay na pagpapasyang pinansyal. Anang Financial Information Service na si Justin Bott, ang Early Release Scheme na nauugnay sa coronavirus ay maaaring magamit ng mga Australiano at mga permanent resident na nakatugon sa pamantayan o criteria.
Somewhere between now and the 31st of December, you're allowed to take a one-off lump sum of $10,000. You've got to be a citizen or a permanent resident. You've got to be either unemployed, eligible on receiving an income support payment like job seeker payment, or after the 1st of January, you've been made redundant, your business or your work hours have gone down by 20%, or your small business turnover is reduced by 20%. So if you're in any of those, then you're able to go to the ATO through your MyGov account, fill in that application to get your $10,000 out of your superannuation fund.
Isang beses lamang na pinayagan ng mga temporary migrants na ma-access ang kanilang superannuation bago ang nagdaang buwan ng Hulyo, habang ang mga Australian citizen at mga permanent resident ay pinapayagan na makapag-withdraw pa ng hanggang $10,000 sa taong pinansyal 2020-2021. Ngunit sinabi ng Senior Solicitor ng Financial Rights Legal Center na si Jen Lewis, may mga umiiral ng batayan bago pa ang COVID-19 na nagpapahintulot sa mga temporary migrants na mag-withdraw ng mas malaking halaga mula sa kanilang superannuation.
Non-permanent residents in Australia who are planning to permanently leave Australia can get early access of their superannuation. That doesn't include New Zealanders.
Ang mga kategorya ng early access sa superannuation ay nalalapat sa mga taong nasa krisis sa pananalapi at sa mga may edad na higit sa 55 na nasa ilang mga Centrelink allowances sa loob ng 39 weeks o higit pa. Ayon sa Australian Taxation Office, ang mga pre-existing categories ng early access to superannuation ay karaniwang may limit na $10,000. Ang pag-withdraw ay bubuwisan ng higit sa pagitan ng 17% hanggang 22%, maliban para doon sa mga nasa matinding paghihirap sa pera o yung mga nasa edad lampas 60. Hinihikayat ni Lewis yung mga nag-iisip na i-access ang kanilang superannuation bago ang kanilang retirement, na tignan muna ang lahat ng opsyon bago gumawa ng penal na desisyon. Anya, sa ilang mga kaso, ang superannuation ay maaaring mas makakabuti kaysa sa pagdeklara ng pagkalugi o bankruptcy.
For example, if you're needing the money for urgent medical treatment or medical transport for you or a dependent, if it's to prevent your home being sold, if you need to pay for a funeral or expenses relating to the death of one of your dependents, or for expenses associated with a terminal medical condition for you or a dependent.
Ayon sa Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia, ang mga individuals at mga couples na nasa kanilang mga edad 65 ay mangangailangan ng taunang budget na $27,902 at $40,380 ayon sa pagkakabanggit upang mabuhay ng disente kung sila ay magre-retiro ngayon. Gayunpaman, ipinapakita ng tala ng Australian Bureau of Statistics para sa taong 2017 at 2018 na ang median superannuation account balance para sa mga kababaihan ay $45,000 habang ang mga kalalakihan ay mayroong $65,000. Si Dan Hewitt ay isang financial advisor mula sa Financial Framework at anya, karamihan sa mga tao ay walang sapat na pera sa loob o labas ng kanilang superannuation upang ganap na pondohan ang kanilang pagre-retiro. At ang desisyon na i-withdraw ang iyong superannuation ng maaga ay makabuluhang makakabawas sa iyong retirement savings.
Superannuation, for example, is protected in bankruptcy. So for some people who have overwhelming debts that they will never be able to repay, might be better off considering bankruptcy, and their superannuation is protected. What we see, not infrequently, is people who have withdrawn their superannuation year after year, early access over a period of time, and then eventually go bankrupt anyway.
Nag-aalala si Bot na iyong mga taong gagamit ng malaking bahagi ng kanilang superannuation ng maaga ay maaaring potensyal na hindi makakuha ng mahalagang insurance entitlements.
Because if you take out $10,000 at age 50, when you come to start to really need it in retirement in your maybe mid-60s onwards, that $10,000 has been out of your superannuation account for 15 plus years. So if it's appropriately invested, you would hope to generate a bit of a return on that $10,000, which compounds over time. So that $10,000 may end up being more like $25,000 or $30,000 when you factor in the lost gains over such a long period of time.
Ani Hewitt, labis na nagulat ang kanyang kumpanya na wala mula sa mga mas matatandang migranteng kliyente nila ang nag-withdraw ng kanilang superannuation sa panahon ng coronavirus pandemic.
So if by taking out the $10,000 out of your super, you close it down or you reduce the balance to less than $6,000, one of the unintended outcomes that you might have come up with is you've actually said goodbye to lots and lots of life insurance or total and permanent disability insurance. And that's a big thing. And that's not something that you want to say goodbye to very easily. You want to really make sure you know what you're doing.
Ayon sa isang kamakailang papel ng Australian Human Rights Commission, ang mga kababaihan ay nagre-retiro na may average na superannuation fund na $157,050, samantalang ang mga kalalakihan ay mayroong $270,710. Ang nakakaalarma na trend ay one-third ng mga kababaihan na papalapit sa pagre-retiro ay wala ng anumang superannuation. Ang mga kababaihan ay madalas na huli sa pag-iipon ng kanilang superannuation dahil sa mga taon ng unpaid work para sa pangangalaga ng kanilang mga anak o miyembro ng pamilya sa pahayag ng Associate Lecturer in Superannuation mula Griffith Business School at Practicing Financial Planner na si Whitley Bradford.
For migrants that have only been in Australia a relatively short period of time, they probably actually have less super than other Australians that have spent their whole working life here. So maybe they're aware that their balance is lower and that they shouldn't withdraw it because they're still playing catch up. I think migrants generally also are quite frugal and probably better potentially able to get through these slightly difficult periods because they tend to be quite cautious with their money.
Napansin ni Bradford na may mga may-ari ng maliliit na negosyo o mga self-employed ay madalas na nagpapabaya na mag-ambag sa kanilang sariling superannuation. Mungkahi niya, dapat nabayaran ng mga self-employed ang kanilang superannuation na tulad ng isang empleyado para sa tax benefit, pati na rin ang pagtatabi ng pera para sa pagre-retiro.
Superannuation is taxed at 15%. So if you're on a mid-range of 32.5% tax rate, if you were to put money into superannuation before tax, you know, you could have up to $25,000 of pre-tax contributions into superannuation, and that can be quite beneficial from a tax point of view. But if you're on the lower tax rate, and let's say you're earning $18,000 a year and you mightn't even be paying tax, for example, you could put money into superannuation after tax and potentially be eligible for the government co-contribution.
Isang nakakabahalang trend na umusbong mula sa pandemya ay ang mga scammer na naghahanap ng pag-access sa mga superannuation funds. Ayon sa direktor ng Super Consumers Australia na si Xavier O'Holaran, na humihikayat sa mga tao na labis na maging mapaghinala sa mga hindi kilalang tawag sa telepono o mga email.
unsolicited calls to people, emails, or offering help to access superannuation early. And a lot of these calls have been from people impersonating the Australian Taxation Office or a superannuation fund, or they might say that they're from some kind of financial advice group. And they're often saying things like, we can help you gain access to your super or unlock your super or take control of your super.
Sa nagdaang taong 2019, iniulat ng Scam Watch ang 90% na pagdami ng mga scam sa nakaraang taon na target ang mga tao na mula sa mga non-English speaking backgrounds. Kahit na hindi mo pinaplano na i-withdraw ang iyong superannuation ngayon, ipinaliwanag ni Bot na magandang ideya na malaman ang estado ng iyong superannuation.
All Australians really aren't engaging with this superannuation fund very well. We don't really know what it does. We don't know what we've invested in. We get this letter once a year that tells us that the balance is something, and we take it and often just throw it away and don't read any of the information that's in there. And we don't realise what we're being charged for fees. So if this makes you pay more attention to where your superannuation is going, then that's a good thing.
Para sa mga individual na sitwasyon, humingi ng payo sa isang qualified financial planner o tumawag sa libreng National Debt Helpline sa 1-800-007-007. Para sa libreng impormasyong pinansyal sa inyong wika, tumawag sa Financial Information Service ng Services Australia sa 131-202. Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.